Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOY building, on a Tuesday. It's 10/22/24. Feels like it. That's all I'm going to say. Feels like it's, last half of October today.
Yeah, it's here.
A little damp, a little wet.
Here.
Yeah, a little cold, little breeze. Walked outside with the dogs today with just a t-shirt on. I was like, yeah, that's dumb. I think I should go get my sweatshirt.
Yeah, don't be going out there without a sweatshirt. That does not seem like a good idea.
I think it was 38 at my house.
Okay.
And then, it was a little breezy, and it just felt, there's like leaves everywhere. I'm like, yeah. And my wife last night was even like, you know what it is today? And I was like, it's Monday. She's like, it's time for soup.
Oh, yeah. She's not wrong. No. Yesterday, what did I want? Oh, I want a Dutch oven full of stew.
Right. I mean, exactly.
I don't know if she has the ability to get that done today, but...
Yeah, what are you doing, Denise? I mean, you're not even trying right now. I mean, not like we were just in Indianapolis or have to go to Arizona this week or anything. I mean, it's not
listen,
what I'm
listen,
doing
listen.
Anything. Look, man.
Listen.
Look,
don't
man.
Worry about all that stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think of... You make chili, right? And you always kind of say your chili's your go-to thing.
Yeah, we got a recipe from a friend a long time ago, and we just kind of do that one. But yeah.
Can you, could put that in a crock pot in the morning, right?
And oh, yeah, then, that's how I do it.
And then have it just set all day,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, well, maybe you should step up.
I really should, yeah. Well, yeah, but I'm not bringing it to your house. So you come here, and I'll bring you chili eventually.
No. I don't want any chili.
Oh, don't you, though?
No, I don't. Trust me, I don't. It's probably the last thing I need in my
no
life.
No chili right now going through
yeah,
the system.
Yeah, not at all, ever.
That's fair.
But.
Hey, well.
No, I was just thinking, instead of Denise, you just said all these things
sure,
she has
yeah,
to do.
For
and
sure.
You could just be like, babe, I'm going to take it off your plate. I'm going to have dinner ready for us.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is, if you make it, today's Tuesday. You can't do it today because today already happened.
It's already rolling.
So you
along.
Do it Wednesday.
Can't do it Wednesday because then you're in a car. You're right.
You guys are driving on Wednesday.
To Arizona, yeah, and you don't want to eat a bunch of chili and then drive 21
nope,
hours.
No, that's not good.
Seems silly.
Yeah, so you can't do that. Okay.
I mean, you could if you want to drive alone.
Maybe when you get home, huh? Have some chili then.
I like that, Kevin. I think that'll be the plan. Well, we used to always do it for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
Wait,
yeah, that
eat
was
chili?
Yeah. Tradition.
Tradition. Really? It was like in the old neighborhood, we used to, because all the kids were the same age, Steve, so they'd always, the parents would then, gather as the children would be trick-or-treating. Like one would be doing this, one would be handing out the candy, one parent. And then we would go to somebody's house for chili that during the trick-or-treating. And, man, that made Halloween so fun. That's a great tradition. I kind of missed that one now that I've said it out loud.
Yeah, that was our house was at the top of the hill, kind of a end of a cul-de-sac, if you will.
Right.
And the thing was, and we knew not all everybody would come up there because the hill's pretty big.
Yeah.
And it's like, We don't want to make it up to Kevin and Kathy's. It's
daunting.
That's a little too much. But you start telling everybody that you have chili and it becomes like the thing. They all come in and have a bowl of chili and sit down. And we had like the perfect little setting area there for everybody. And it just became the thing where everybody was like, okay, this is either our break halfway through,
yep,
or this is our last stop, and then we're going home.
As the finish line, it's awesome, but it is also good as the break. It's the, you know, it's either halftime or the finish line, whatever you want to call it. But man, you're right. If you needed that, get out of the cold, get your energy back up, middle of the, you know, the halftime, great.
Yes.
But boy, the finish line was, that was, it tasted even better then. Kids are on the floor counting out their candy, and you're eating chili. Yep. And oh,
eating some chili, hanging out.
Yep. No, those are good days, baby. Good days.
Boy, I miss it. You know what I mean, Steve?
Yeah.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So he'll be in Arizona. Your daughter's in Indianapolis.
Correct, yes.
I'm trying to figure out if Lane is the genius or not. This is a way to work his way into being mama's favorite.
Kevin James.
I'm trying to figure out if you guys need a roommate. Is that a no? Thanks for the info.
I refuse to hang out with anyone.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Howdy, Kevin.
Howdy. Boy, when was the last time you used the spray nozzle on your sink? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Of course. I'm going to say maybe 4 or 5 days ago, I remember spraying
it
out.
Okay, now, which kind do you have? Do you have, I see you having maybe one of the fancy ones.
No, it's the pretty boring, generic, standard.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
The boring that if you were to rubber band the handle down.
Yep.
And turn it on, it's going to spray you.
Absolutely.
And get you soaking wet.
Absolutely, okay. Yeah.
So that, yeah, because sometimes, I mean, I used to have a sink that had like the fancier one that came out, and I would use it to spray.
You mean the one that comes right out of the faucet itself and it's not separate? That one?
Yeah, I had that one, yep. Yeah. That is correct, Jay. I forgot. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, mine's the
And I used that a lot.
One. Yeah, those
felt
are
like
cool.
I used it a lot for washing out the sink.
Yeah, man.
But and now I just have, you know, the boring sink with the boring nozzle on it.
Sure.
And we never use it. I mean, we just wash out the sink with the water. It's not,
right.
I don't know. We don't use the nozzle.
Fair.
But I have started using my nozzle.
Oh, boy.
For my ice machine. Because the ice machine gets, you know, you got to keep putting water in it to keep making ice.
Makes sense.
And it was a pain in the butt. You would take a cup or, you know, a glass and try to pour. It would take like four glasses, maybe five. So you'd fill it up, and then you dump it in there.
Yeah, that's
fill it
silly.
Up,
yeah,
you dump it in there, you fill it up. Yeah, and so it was like you had to do something. Now there's some that connect to your water. I didn't go that fancy.
Right. Yeah, you have to actually fill yours with water.
So I just all of a sudden out of nowhere went, whoa,
whoa,
hey Tyler, what do you think if I started using that nozzle to spray into there and fill it up?
This was an actual conversation?
He goes, yeah, that'd probably work. It'd probably work a lot better than trying to fill it up with a cup all the time.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah. But we had to move it because it wasn't close enough. So then I was like, all right, well, let's move things around, moved it around, put it over there. It has given me such joy. You can fill that whole thing up in about 3 seconds.
Nice.
Because it just, and you know what? The other thing is I get to use the spray nozzle at full blast.
Yeah, that's kind of, well, yeah.
Now, this morning when I did it, it was dark and I wasn't really paying that close of attention. And I realized,
weird.
Oh, man, that is a lot of water because I didn't have it all. I was spraying on the outside a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, it made a puddle real fast. But I was just like, that spray nozzle, that's the best use I've ever had for it.
So rinsing out or filling up? Is it rinsing it out or is it actually
just
filling
it?
No,
just filling it
just
up.
It just
has a little container that needs water. I mean, yeah, Jay, it's great for rinsing it out, too. I did that the other day. But I was like, this is just great. It fills it so fast. And, you know, whatever it is, 3 minutes later, I'll have some ice.
I wish that houses had that for their hoses, like what you have for a sprayer. Like it would go in, like it was actually stored within the house. And you'd go out with it, and then you'd just, you know, it would just go right back in. And you wouldn't.
Oh, just a retractable hose.
And I know they have some retractable hoses, but I just thought it would be cool if it was like, and I get it, you know, oh, what if it leaks? Don't rain on my phone. Right.
Yeah.
Don't be a party pooper. Just have it in the house so that, it's, you know, they can't see it. All you see is just the end of the hose. Pull it out, retract it, and it slowly retracts, you know, not like a measuring tape where it retracts, it about takes your finger off.
No.
Just like a slow retracting hose that would just go back into the house, disappear, and all you'd see is the little
nozzle.
Sure,
why not? That seems super convenient.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you why not, because if the hose leaks and it's leaking in your house, right. You know, but we're not playing the poo-poo game. We're playing the wow, what a great idea game. Yeah,
Steve, we're not playing the poo-poo game. Stop, Steve.
It's the what a great idea game. Oh. Dang it, Steve.
Yeah, but what a great idea, Jay.
Thank you, Steve.
But what if it leaks?
Yeah, I already know that it's only going to be a matter of time before that thing starts leaking, because I pull it out pretty far
into the... Oh,
well.
Well, it was fun while it lasted.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. Kevin? I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
Sure is.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hey.
Hey.
You think he's okay?
Oh, he's fine.
But what if it leaks?
We're not playing the poo-poo game.
Sorry. Can't help myself.
I'm sure that means different things to different people, that little phrase. But.
Yeah. Well, first, Jay, I have to give you a little shout-out, say thank you. Appreciate you. A little behind the scenes, maybe.
What'd I do?
You were very helpful this morning with some knowledge.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
I forgot.
And I was asking you questions like right before we were about to start.
Yes.
So I appreciate you answering all of my questions that were bombarded on you.
That was a lot, but it's okay. It's all good. It worked out.
Yeah.
Right. I just kept looking at the clock like, you know, 5:58, 5:59, 6 o'clock, whoa. National Anthem playing. Steve still asking questions about the board. And we're at 6:02. And I'm like, I got like 12 seconds before we got to go on. He runs out the door real quick. Scampers more than run. Scampers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were very calm, cool, and collected. I was maybe not.
Yeah, it's all good. He just had some questions on running the board. You know, the second or third level complicated portions of running the board.
Okay.
Where it's kind of like it's not the normal way. It's just kind of a, I don't want to say
should
a
maybe
secret.
Know this. Yeah,
yeah. Well, it's just kind of it's a hack, if you will.
Yeah. I'm all about the hacks.
Kevin, remember that time you were called a hack? Wasn't that fun?
Oh, man. One of the weirdest moments in our careers.
Yeah, name's out of this story, please.
Yeah, oh, no, I'm not. Jay, no chance I would tell. No chance I would say the name. But, I mean, it's a legendary Spokane person.
Yeah. Well respected.
And honestly, get along great to this day.
Absolutely. Just a moment of anger.
But there was just one moment where he just kind of lost it and said, oh, shut up, Kevin. You're just a hack. You're a no good hack who just rides Jay's coattails.
Wow. To your face?
Yeah, on the phone, yeah.
On the phone, yeah.
Oh. Well, so then not really to your face.
No, still to your face. I mean, even though you're on the phone.
It was very shocking to where you almost laughed and then realized, oh, he's mad.
Yeah, he was.
I don't remember what I said. I wish I remember what I said.
I do, too.
I probably deserved it.
Also, it's funny that you said that, you know, where you go, well, you're not really sure if a person's mad or if they're kidding.
Right.
That's a very important distinction. Because, man, if you go the wrong way with that. Where you're like, you're laughing.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, I'm serious. And you're like, oh, whoa.
You don't need that. You do not need to fire them up anymore.
Right, because then it just makes them madder. And now you really got to adjust, and you're like, oh, gosh,
well, and, you know, I just remember being, I didn't even know what to say. I was stunned. I was, like, hurt. I was like, dang, dude.
I was like, you're right.
Heck? Now, that was 30 years ago.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What do you call a dog that can do magic?
What? Kevin James.
A labracadabrador.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, a reminder, you can get the Coyote Country app and take us with you. You can listen online. You can listen with your phone. Super duper simple to get the app, and it's free, of course. And then don't forget, you get the podcast too if you miss any of the show and you want to listen when you want to listen. Sometimes 6 to 10 is not convenient for your schedule, so.
Amen.
You can always. You can always just listen whenever you want to if Kevin decides to show up and make the podcast. That's, you know, that's beneficial. So just, you know, subscribe and you'll get the notification of when the new podcast is up.
Yes. That tickled me.
Big fan of the mornings there.
Yeah. I'm getting used to it.
Such a hack. Let's do the audio vault and see how we do today. Are you ready? Would you be ready? Would you be willing to watch a Pitch Perfect 4?
I feel like I'm always the last to know, but I know that, you know, Rebel was kind of the one out in the world talking about it, and she is kind of a powerhouse steam train kind of person, so there's part of me that's like, I don't know, if anyone can make it happen, it's really her, so I'll put that in her hands.
That was Anna Kendrick, of course. She's a powerhouse steam train.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're going to get this done. Let's get it done.
I definitely. And I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to call everybody. We're all going to say yes because I told you to say yes.
It's one of the few that I don't really have a problem if they make a four.
No, because honestly, I mean, it's still going to be funny. The concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the concept's so good. Like, it's like, yeah, okay. So you sing a bunch of different songs and, I don't know, have a different love interest, and that's about it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be able to keep one straight from four and three straight from two, but, I mean, it was one of those, here's what Pitch Perfect is. You're on the plane, this happened to my wife over the weekend, and you're like, oh, there's a lot to watch, but I don't really have anything in mind. Oh, there's Pitch Perfect, I'll take a laugh. And she watched Pitch Perfect, so soon to be Pitch Perfect 4, possibly. Carly Pierce is on the road, and they ask, you know, hey, man, do you love being on the road?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not as glamorous as maybe people think it is, but it's fun. You know, you get to travel with people that you love, and it's quite the experience. You never know what's going to happen in every city, so it's a fun time.
Yeah. I couldn't tell if there was sarcasm in her voice there.
I think both, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, it's a fun time. And sometimes it is. And then sometimes it's a fun time.
Yeah. Maybe it was all summed up in the very first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there helium in the room that she was in?
It really does sound like
her voice is weird.
It was an unusual sound. I didn't realize it sounded quite like that. Thoughts on Halloween, Tim McGraw?
Halloween's never been my favorite holiday for some reason. I don't know if it freaks me out or what, but it was one of my daughter's favorites. But I think 9 times out of 10 when I was a kid, it was Dracula. That was the go-to sort of costume for me.
Go-to costume was Dracula for old Timmy. Easy to make, again, you know, that whole thing. Sometimes the costume, I don't know if it's still that way. I feel like more are purchased than made now. That might be a wrong assumption by me, but you know, of course, back in the day, Kevin, we made all of ours, obviously.
Yes.
Steve, were yours made?
I feel like more are purchased now, for sure, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I might have had a made costume once,
mm-hmm.
but I think most of them were store-bought, like Party City type of situation.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. They're not, some of them anyway, are not super high-priced, and definitely easier than trying to make one.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. So you're like, you know what? I'm going to weigh my time versus the money. And yeah.
Yeah. I think I did have a hand-me-down once or twice too. So
that your brother had worn?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I'm going to
allow it. I still don't know what the Halloween decision is here for my granddaughter. I think.
Oh. Of what the costume is?
Yeah. She's been kind of all over the place with it. Yeah. You know, typical.
Mm-hmm, right.
Unicorn. No?
Unicorn?
Isn't that what she likes?
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, well.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Oh my gosh. I thought you were gone.
No, I said unicorns, but it must have cut out or something.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, unicorns. She does like unicorns, and she does have like this big unicorn onesie thing that I know she is wearing to one of the events at school or whatever.
I see.
But then she just, for some reason, keeps doing this thing where she'll be walking around the house and then she'll stop and she'll go, make this scary face. I want to suck your blood.
Oh, Dracula. I'm hoping she's doing a Dracula impression.
She wants to be a vampire.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. I guess it's just kind of creepy.
Kevin, have you seen the video?
Can't you just be a princess?
You know, there's a lot of the videos coming out these days, you know, Instagram in particular, where they have, you know, Halloween costume scares. But the one is the guy that's driving to drive-thrus or just around.
Oh, yeah,
with the mask on, with the with the Jason mask on, and yeah, then just sits there. Like, he pulls up to the drive-thru, and of course the drive-thru workers freak out. Have you seen those, Steve?
I haven't. I don't think I've seen those.
They're
specific,
they're so funny and terrible at the same time. And then of course some of the drive-thru workers are, they're like, they'll go to slowly hand the drink, and he'll just be sitting there, and then he just grabs the drink really fast, and of course they drop the drink. And the other one that there's now making the rounds is there's a person who pretends to fall, and actually does, but pretends to fall and get hurt off of a bike. And so they're kind of laying on the ground with their face down toward the ground. And of course, people are running over, Good Samaritan style, and they're trying to, you know, help the person up. And when they, as they help the person up, the person snaps their head at them real quick and has the spookiest, grossest, scariest mask on.
Yeah.
And then the people, of course, you know, freak out because you're trying to help a monster up that just fell off a bike. So not funny.
But funny. No, right. I mean, I'm with you, Jay. Every time I see one, I'm like, oh, I would be so mad if that guy did that. Yeah. But then,
but in the
which is another reason why not to help people.
That's the problem. That's the only problem with that one.
Yeah.
You're just being a good person and someone scares you. Like the Jason mask at the drive-thru, you know, I mean, I get it. And they're taking advantage of the fact that you're working and, you know, it's kind of funny, but
sure.
The one where you're, oh no, and your guard's down because you're just trying to help. And next thing you know, sounds like, you know, the scary music comes up and I'm laughing and I'm like, Dad, ha, 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 that's terrible. Honey, look at this. Show her on my phone.
Yeah, it's definitely not, not nice to do to someone who's helping you.
It is not. Yeah. And then there's this guy. He's getting ready to have a baby and his mom gives him a Gerber coupon. Have you seen this story, Kev?
I did, yes.
A 30-year-old coupon.
Hey, Logan. Lori from Team Gerber here. I've been with Gerber for 37 years, and I remember these coupons very well. We saw your video and love that you were able to use a little piece of our history as you get ready to bring your own Gerber baby into the world. Well, it's incredible that you were able to use our old coupon. We want to offer you something bigger and better and gift you a year's supply of baby food, plus a wardrobe of baby clothes from our friends at Gerber Children's Wear. Congratulations to you and your fiancé. We're so excited for you. And thanks to your mom for hanging on to that coupon. It was so fun to see one of these again. Send us a DM. We promise this offer won't expire either.
How about that?
This lady could use a little Carly Pierce helium.
She's reading it clearly.
Yeah, so that's wild. The coupon was 30 years old, yes, and he used it, and it worked.
And it worked because it doesn't expire, yeah.
Yeah, and then Gerber, good on them for seeing it and being like, oh, you know what we do? Give this guy, you know, baby food for a year.
Sure.
And let's give them some clothes and just have some fun with it.
See, there you go, pack rats. You have another reason to hold on to every single thing you've got. And that's your Audio Vault for a Tuesday. It is the 22nd day of October 2024.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Between Steve reading, you know, segments out of romance novels and Kevin talking about this, we're going to need some sort of a musical accompaniment with that.
Kevin James.
The number of fleeting moments. At one point, Songbird was seen running into the arms of her shirtless beloved on the beach.
Wow.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Another chance at Jay and Kevin's big jackpot coming up at 7:30 this morning after we had a $702 winner yesterday. That was a fun time.
Yeah, that was great.
Surprises all of us when that happens, and then, you know, somebody wins $702. So, yeah, that was fantastic.
Well, the thing is, it could be any number in the world. You know, we'll say, hey, it's more than $260.
Right.
But that's all you get.
Yeah.
And so the chances of someone getting it right are not that great.
Yes.
And you just sit there and go, I'm sure they're going to miss again. Oh, he got it.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
So it is very fun.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very nice.
And it could be you. You could be next.
Yeah.
Yes. Simple. Lots of money.
Yeah. Simple, easy way to do it. So we'll do it at 7:30 this morning. All right. Well, let's find out what kind of people we are here. You know, you
well,
make...
Yeah, I would like to know if this happened yesterday with Steve and I. We were on the phone chatting. Now, Steve had called me, and Steve and I were chatting.
Yeah.
And then I was assuming that it was him who dropped the call. Because I was just sitting here at home. I'm like, I didn't move or anything.
Again, so, not intentionally dropped the call.
No. Yeah, just something happened and the phone was it was gone. Yep.
They don't call me Butterfingers so for here, nothing.
Then I sat here for a few seconds and thought, okay, well, he'll call back. He didn't call back.
Oh, wow. Call back. You're a non-caller backer?
Like, well, what the heck? Oh, geez. I guess I'll call back? And right as I went to do it, then he called back.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I wasn't sure who should call back. And I was like, yeah, that is kind of a, what is the standard rule? Is it, one, the person who initiated the call is responsible for the call back no matter what happens?
Right.
Is that fair?
Or
is it, if you think your phone is the one who dropped, are you then responsible to call back?
Of course, the problem what there is... You know, we never know for sure. You think it's you, or you sometimes now you can tell, and sometimes you can't.
Right. Like, there's a place where I drive where if I'm driving through here, there's a good chance I'm going to drop a call.
Certainly, yeah.
Still, to this day. Yeah, it just has never changed. And I'm like, okay. So then I know it would be me, and I would call back. But what is the right rule there? Who should be calling who?
Let's find out. 509-441-0999. Help us decide. Is it the person who initiated the call? Is it the person who dropped the call, or is there a third option we're missing?
Is there a different option? Yeah.
Some sort of hierarchy of phone calls.
Whoever's more interested.
Whoever's more interested. I don't know if you get to do that one, but I would love to know.
Yeah, who determines that?
Yeah. Jane, Kevin, show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who initiates this call back?
I think whoever dropped the call.
So if you know you dropped it, it's up to you to do the callback.
Yes.
Okay. Very, very good. I appreciate that.
So if you don't know, though, do you...
If you don't know, do you call back anyway?
Forever?
I give it a minute and then call back. I talk to a friend every day on the way home from work, and usually somebody drops the call at some point. So it just depends on the day, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. It's hard to know a hard and fast rule. Jane, Kevin, show. Hello.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Who makes the call back?
My wife.
So that would be
That's
the third
all
option.
I gotta say.
Yeah, you know, it's
That's
funny.
That's all I gotta say.
That might be the third option if you're talking to your spouse. Somebody on the text line just said the exact same thing you said. Well, it's always
that
my wife then.
Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, see you, buddy. It's like, yeah, clearly it's the wife. 509-441-0999. Who initiates the call back? I'll count the text line too since. So it's dropped, it's the dropper, it's the initiator, or it's, I guess the third option is it's the wife. I don't know.
The wife, no, we can't.
Can't do that one.
We can't, nope.
Yesterday, I don't know if this was a joke, but Kevin said, well, it's the youngest who, you know, calls back. Was that a joke, or was that
So it's like a seniority thing.
Yeah, I said it's always the youngest person who's in charge of calling back.
So on the text line, hold on, they're flying by very quickly. Okay, so yeah, this one says, it's the person who initiated the call. Always the person who initiates the call should initiate the second call. And I'm like, yeah, but you've already done the initiating. And what if you, that person who dropped the call, is still in the drop zone? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's the only issue.
I do kind of lean towards the initiator. I don't... That's just kind of what I think. I think my original thought was, well, yeah, whoever called first, just call back.
Seems like that's the text line. Three in a row of the person who called first, four in a row of the person that called first. This one says, I do like the seniority. You have a very obvious seniority situation, then apparently the person who is not the seniority calls back.
So then I guess I had two things working against me yesterday.
One, you dropped it. And two, Kevin had seniority.
Or maybe three things then.
What was the third?
I initiated the call.
Oh, you were a three-time loser on that one, Steve. No offense.
It was all on you. I was not calling back.
Also, the follow-up question I have is, how long do you wait? Like, if you're the person who's waiting to see if they call back, because you don't want to do the thing where it goes straight to voicemail and you're like, okay, we're both calling at the same time.
Yeah.
And so,
no,
how
if they
long
haven't
do
called
you,
in a minute, I'm calling
a
back.
A full minute? Like 60 seconds?
Well, maybe.
It seems like a long time.
I say a minute.
Or you mean like a moment, maybe, where you go like, like 10 seconds or something. Mm. And then you both wait the same amount of time, and then you both call back again?
That's rough.
It's happened.
I think I'm going to do the, I didn't initiate the call. I'm not going to initiate the second one. So then whoever calls me, you know, eventually they call you back, I guess, because you just, you're like, well, that's it. I'm done. And they call back and they go, oh, well, I thought you'd call me. I was like, well, you started this thing. I think that's, you know, and then that's, actually, you know what? I'm going to Google it. If a call drops, who calls back?
You think Google has the answer to this? I mean, it is an amazing tool.
It says right
tool.
There. What? The person who started the call always calls back if the call drops. There you go.
Huh.
Final,
all right.
Final say-so.
Initiator.
Yep. So, Kevin, you were right to wait it out. Mm.
So this was a pointless segment.
Plus you had... first one we've ever done. Plus you had... Kevin, you also had seniority, and you said who had more interest in the phone call?
Yes.
I think we know the answer to that one, too. Sorry, Steve.
Steve, let's try it again today.
All right.
Seems really interested. Oh, you're calling him now?
Should I call him?
Yeah, yeah, sure, call him. See if he...
Oh, no, maybe later.